Auricularis Superior, or Let Your Ear Muscles Roam, by Claudia Molitor. Created for listening after Oliveros and commissioned by Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival as part of Field Studies 2017. Unexpectedly, I find myself myself inside an MRI scanner for the very first time. The sounds captivating my attention and distracting from the pain coursing through my body. And I am reminded how listening intently allows us to shift our focus and move beyond our current situation. When I emerge, I mention how captivating the sounds of the MRI were to the technician. And she says, "I'm not sure what the machine is doing this morning. You're the third person who has mentioned that today." And I'm delighted that the world is full of people who appreciate the sounds they encounter, whether they are intended to be listened to or not. Later that night, the ceaseless hum of the air conditioner in my hospital room, with its gentle overtone glissandos, becomes the focus of my listening, allowing me once again to escape through listening from my current situation. And I thank the air conditioning for giving me a steady, calming, meditative white noise that accompanies me throughout the night. When I wake from the operation the next morning, I lie with others in the wake-up room, our heart monitors bleeping in ever-changing rhythmic patterns. But the real sonic star is the blood analysis machine. Majestic Alps, recalling my hike through the Swiss Alps. I'm standing inside a tunnel carved into the mountain where the Trümmelbach waterfalls thunder through the rock, each second carrying 20,000 litres of the meltwater from three glaciers down into the valley. I'm thinking of your listening experience right now, how this recording inside the mountain cannot capture the vibrations from the water pounded rock shuddering through my bones, or the cool, damp air of the dark, dripping tunnel. That smell of rock and icy water, and the sensation on my skin that weaves my entire being into this extraordinary atmosphere. Though I don't know who you are, it is your experience of listening now, in my future, that is my focus here in the bowels of this mountain, at 11 minutes past 5, the Wednesday, the 2nd of August, 2017. Yet despite the shortcomings of my recording device, my intention to capture and share the sound of the mountain with you means that for me, here, in this rocky tunnel, your future listening is present. And with your listening now, you are reaching back in time and space. I guess that sort of makes a space-time travel. yes, I nearly forgot to mention the so-called Mendelssohn Way, commemorating Mendelssohn's hike through this landscape in August 1842. Through my listening to the glacial avalanche in the distance, the cowbells twinkling, the birds singing, the insects buzzing, and the wind touching the trees, I sense a connection to the past, a shared sono-spatial experience, despite centuries of temporal separation.
Thank you.
When walking through any environment, we employ our senses to connect with our surroundings. We listen into the space, we smell the air as we breathe and expel it, we feel the humidity and temperature on our skin, we recognise the ground through our feet and absorb the light reflecting off surfaces. We are in a constant dialogical exchange with the environment and our senses, experiences, memories and imagination. We are relational aesthetes, constructing ourself in relation to our sensory and corporeal situation. Recently, whilst driving along a country road, I learnt something I'd never really thought about before from the radio. We humans, like other apes, have ears fixed rigidly to our skulls, which is obviously not the case for, say, tigers or squirrels. But nonetheless, we do still have those vestigial ear muscles. The anterior auricula, the superior auricula, and the posterior auricular muscles. You can test this by looking to your extreme left and then to your extreme right whilst keeping your head pointing forward, and you will feel those muscles moving ever so slightly. But what is amazing is that our brain hasn't caught up with evolution and still fires those neurons to twist our ears towards a sound. Our listening then is physical movement.